Macklemore is headlining R&B Live presents Friday's Live. Yeah. Did I say that right?
Yeah, R&B Fridays presents Friday's Live.
R&B Fridays presents Friday's Live. We are so excited about this. This is going to be huge. The 4th of November, the biggest event Melbourne will see this year. So many huge acts. Massive. And we are giving away the first tickets in town. Renee and Doreen, you're going to see Friday's Live.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, guys. You have made my Friday. I am so excited.
Craig David, Akon, TLC, Ashanti,
Macklemore.
Who are you most excited to see, Renee?
Craig David and Ashanti. I'm an old school R&B. I'll be 40 this year, so all the old school R&B tunes, you know, heading down to Crown when it used to be the olden days where, you know, the 2000s where we were rocking out to R&B. Heat would go
Heat
to
Heat Nightclub. Oh, yeah. Renee, yes.
100%.
Oh, Renee, we're so pumped. It's been a few years. We've had a tough few years in Melbourne. And to make sure that we're back there Friday, November 4th, cannot wait.
Now, I'm so excited.
Renee, they're your tickets. For everyone else, tickets go on sale next Friday, 11 a.m. from frontiertouring.com.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, The Fox. Thanks, Fifi. Thanks, Nick. Thanks, Fab. You are just amazing.
Now, Renee, if you thought you were already happy about getting your tickets, what about this? Our good friend, Fev, sat down with Macklemore for an exclusive interview. He is headlining the event.
As they say, Graham Norton, step aside. Alusha Macklemore.
It's an exclusive.
Right here at The Fox. How did he...
I'm joined here with Macklemore now, mate. You're heading down to our shores to be part of our Fridays 2022. It's back this year, Melbourne. And you're headlining, big fella.
Yes. Yes, I am. I can't wait, man. It's going to be a blast. What kind of R&B do you listen to?
Well, I'm sort of like, I love like, I like Waterfalls and TLC and Destiny's Child and that sort of, I'm like a real softy. I love like the girl bands that sing all that stuff. I'm that genre.
I love that. I'm 90s R&B all day. One of the greatest genres, I mean, for me, outside of maybe hip hop and jazz, is 90s R&B. There's just something about it. I don't know what it is. I remember listening to TLC religiously in the sixth grade, and it was my first girlfriend, and I used to just play that CD over and over and over, and I would listen to the whole thing. I was supposed to be sleeping and I was just listening to TLC. So I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
I have no idea what your question was, but I just wanted to go down memory lane and talk
about... Yeah, go down memory lane. Now, mate, you've just got your new song out, Chant. It's been released with one of my good friends, Tones and I, a great Australian artist. How did that all come about and how was it?
You know, Tones, she had listened to my music for a long time, which was really cool. Like, he just was super authentic. And obviously, like, Dance Monkey was probably the biggest song in the world at the time. I really fell in love with her as a person and fell in love with her voice. And I think that, you know, we had this record Chant that we had been working on. And I was like, I think the Tones could kill this. Her artistry and more so than anything, like her as a human shine through. So I'm super happy with the record. I love it. I think that she killed it. And, you know, I'm just excited to have it out in the world.
Yeah, she's an absolute beauty, and I think it's just a perfect combination, you two collabing together.
No, I appreciate that.
Now, is it true? I did a bit of Googling on you before, and I found this amazing. Did you meet Ryan Lewis on MySpace?
Oh, yeah, and my wife.
And I know, I was going to get to that. Who meets people on MySpace?
Different inbox thread, but yes. both were met on MySpace.
And that, how long ago was that? How long ago did you meet Ryan on MySpace? Because MySpace hasn't been around for about 30 years.
Yeah, no, it was 1972. he was still in high school. I was young. We were both, you know, I heard a beat that he had on his player somehow. And I think he was 17. He was still in high school. And I went over to his parents' house. And I was like, this kid is on a ridiculous amount of caffeine and yet very talented. And, you know, we started working together and the rest is history with my wife. She actually hit me up on MySpace.
Yes, that's a win.
It's a win. And you know, she heard one of my songs on the local radio station here, KXP, and was just blown away by this song. And it turns out the verse that she was blown away by was actually a feature on the song. It was one of my friends. It was not me who she was blown away by, but I thought it was. And I still got hollered at by her. And here we are, still living under the same roof.
Well, which is an amazing story. The people our age now sitting in the cars listening to this interview would be asking the burning question, who was the number one friend? The old MySpace, who was on top?
You know what? That's a great question. I think the funny thing is it doesn't probably look that different than the people that I'm still working with today.
Mate, the last 10 years has been huge for you. You're obviously married. You've got three beautiful kids. And one of your kids, your three-year-old, and my co-workers, Fifi and Nick, we've all got three-year-olds. Her middle name is Colette Koala. Is that anything to do with being down here in Australia?
100%. 100%. I was, we were in Australia touring. We were trying to think of a name. And I looked up into the sky, and I looked at a tree, and there was a baby koala sitting there in Brisbane. And I looked at that koala, and I knew right then that that would be the middle name for my child.
Ah, oh, that's awesome, man. So good.
It's also a complete lie, but...
sounded good, though. Hey, you've also now, you've got a golf line out, 5-Iron Golf. I love my golf now. When you come down to Melbourne, mate, I'd love to have a hit, take you down the peninsula, some beautiful golf courses down there, and we'll get the kid out.
Yeah, I would love that. I would absolutely love that. Golf has completely consumed my entire life, and when I am in Australia, I'm definitely trying to play golf. I hear it's amazing.
Yeah, we've got beautiful courses. We'll hit you up, mate. Don't worry about that. Now, Macklemore, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy Australia. We can't wait to see you at Rod Laver Arena, Fridays Live, and all the best with Chant. It's a great song with you and Tones and I. All the best, man.
Thank you so much, brother. Really appreciate it.